This is the Aviyakt Merli of the 16th of November, 2025. Originally spoken on the 15th of December, 2007. The title, Know the Importance of This Time and Pay Attention to the Deep Philosophy of Karma. Become a Conqueror of Attachment and Be Ever Ready. Today, Bapdada, the Bestower of All Treasures, the treasure of knowledge, the treasure of powers, the treasure of virtues, and the treasure of elevated thoughts, is seeing all his children everywhere who are the children and the masters who have a right. The Father who is the master of the infinite treasures is making all of his children full of all treasures. He gives each one of you all the treasures. He doesn't give less to some and more to others because the treasures are infinite. All of you children everywhere are merged in Bapdada's eyes. All of you who are full of all treasures are happy. According to the present time, the most invaluable, elevated treasure is the time of this most auspicious confluence age. Because it is only at this time that you can create the reward for the whole cycle. In terms of the value of the attainments and the reward of this short age, the value of 1 second is equal to 1 year. This time is so invaluable. It is of this time that it is sung, if not now, then never. Because it is at this time that the godly part is fixed. That is why this time is said to be as valuable as a diamond. Satyug is called the Golden Age. However, at the present time, time is as valuable as a diamond, and you children are the experienced souls whose lives are like a diamond. It is only at this time that souls who have been separated for a long time have a right to the attainment of a meeting with God, God's love, godly knowledge, and God's treasures. Throughout the whole cycle, there are deity souls, great souls. However, at this time, you are God's divine family. Therefore, to the extent that importance is given to this present time, that you know this importance, you can accordingly make yourselves as elevated as you want. All of you are the multi-million times fortunate souls who have attained the godly fortune of this great age, are you not? By knowing your elevated fortune, you are experiencing the spiritual intoxication of your fortune, are you not? You are happy, are you not? What song do you sing in your heart? Vah, my fortune, vah. This is because, compared to the elevated fortune of this time, in no other age can you attain such fortune. So speak. By constantly keeping your fortune in your awareness, you remain happy, do you not? Do you? Those who feel that they are always happy, not those who are happy sometimes, those who remain constantly happy, raise your hands. Constantly, sada. Constantly. Underline, constantly. Your photo is now being shown on the TV. The photo of those who are constantly happy is being shown on the TV. Congratulations. Mothers, raise your hands. Shaktis, raise your hands. Double foreigners, what word will you remember? Constantly. Those who are only sometimes, this will come later. But Dada also told you earlier that the speed of this time is now moving ahead very fast. Those who know the speed of time should check themselves. As a master almighty authority, is my speed fast? Everyone is making effort. But what does Bap Dada want to see? Is every child a fast effort maker and passing with honors in every subject? Or is just passing? Those who are fast effort makers have two special qualifications. 1. Conqueror of attachment. 2. Ever ready. First of all, you have to be a conqueror of attachment. If you are free from attachment to your body and the consciousness of your body, it is not difficult to become a conqueror of attachment to other things. The sign of body consciousness is waste. Wasteful thoughts and wasting time. You can check yourselves in this very well. Even spending your time in an ordinary way does not allow you to become a conqueror of attachment. So check whether your every second, every thought and every action was successful. At the confluence age, the special blessing from the Father is success is your birthright. So a right gives you the experience of it being easy. So, now then, ever ready. Ever ready means that if time suddenly gives you an order, then you are ever ready in your thoughts, words, actions, relationships, and connections. And it will happen suddenly. For instance, you saw your daddy. She was ever ready for suddenly. She was easy in her nature in every way and in every task. She was easy in her connections, easy in her nature, easy in her service, easy in making everyone content, and easy in remaining content. This is why Bap Dada is repeatedly giving you the signal of the closeness of the time. The time for making effort for yourself is very short. Therefore, check your account of accumulation. Bap Dada had already told you earlier the three ways to accumulate in your account of accumulation. Baba is telling you them once again. Check these three methods for yourself. 1. Accumulate the treasure of the reward of your own efforts. Accumulate the treasure of your attainments. 2. Remain content. Add the word constantly to this too. Make everyone content, because by doing this you accumulate in your account of charity. And this account of charity is the basis of your reward for many births. 3. Remain constantly tireless and altruistic, and serve with a big heart. Whoever you serve in this way, you automatically receive blessings from that one. These are the three methods. One's own effort, charity, and blessings. Have you accumulated in all these three accounts? So check this, for when you suddenly have a test paper, will you be able to pass with honors? Because nowadays, according to the time, little things of nature can come any time due to the upheaval of nature. Therefore, pay special attention to the knowledge of the philosophy of karma. The philosophy of karma is very deep. Just as you pay attention to the drama, you pay attention to remaining soul conscious, you pay attention to your dharana, In the same way, it is necessary to pay attention to the deep philosophy of karma. Ordinary actions, ordinary time, and ordinary thoughts create a difference in your reward. At this time, all of you effort makers are elevated special souls. You are not ordinary. You are souls who are the instruments for world transformation and world benefit. You are not those who simply transform yourselves. You are responsible for the transformation of the world. Therefore, you definitely have to become embodiments of the awareness of your elevated self-respect. Bhavdada has seen that all of you have very good love for Bhavdada and doing service. There is the atmosphere of service everywhere according to one plan or another. Along with that, according to the present time, give Sakash, the current of power, with your powers to the souls of the world who are becoming peaceless and unhappy, in order to liberate them from their peacelessness and sorrow. The physical sun is able to dispel darkness and bring light with its Sakash, and is able to transform many things with the power of its rays. In the same way, you master sons of knowledge, with the rays of peace and happiness that you have received, must liberate others from their sorrow and peacelessness with your Sakash. By serving with your mind and with a powerful attitude, you have to transform the atmosphere. So, now serve with your mind. Just as you have expanded service with words, in the same way, by serving with your minds, spread the topic that you have chosen of hope and happiness. Hope, happiness, and divinity. Give courage, give zeal and enthusiasm. Give them the Father's inheritance. Give them liberation with these things. There is now a greater need to give Sakash. Keep your mind busy doing this service, and you will automatically become a conqueror of Maya and a victorious soul. All the trivial things are side scenes. In side scenes, some things are good and some things are bad. So you have to cross some side scenes to reach your destination. In order to see the side scenes, simply remain seated on your seat of a detached observer. That is all. The side scenes will then become entertainment. So you are ever ready, are you not? If something happens tomorrow, are you ever ready? Is the first row ever ready? Are you teachers ready? Acha, are those of the wings ready? However many wings have come, remain ever ready. Think about it. Look, daddies. Daddies, are you seeing this? Everyone is waving their hand. It is good. Congratulations. Even if you are not ever ready, become ever ready by tonight, because time is waiting for you. Bhavdada is waiting to open the gates to liberation. The advance party is invoking you. What can you not do? You are master almighty authorities. Have the determined thought, I have to do this. I must not do that. That is all. If you must not do something, then with your determination, demonstrate it by not doing what you must not do. You are the masters, are you not? You are the masters, are you not? Acha. Who has come for the first time? Those who have come for the first time, raise your hands. Raise your hands high. Wave them. So many have come. It is good. Multi-millionfold congratulations to those who have come for the first time. Congratulations. Babdada is pleased that the children of the previous cycle have once again reached their family. Therefore, those who have come last must now show wonders. Do not remain behind. You have come last, but do not remain behind. Remain ahead of all. For this you will have to make intense effort. You have this courage, do you not? Do you have courage? It is good. The children who have courage receive help from Babdada and the family. It is good, because you children are the decoration of the family. So all of those who have come are the decoration of Madhuban. Acha. It is the turn of the Bhopal to serve. Many have come. They are waving their flags. It is good that you have received a golden chance. All of you instruments who have come to do service, did you experience supersensuous joy as the power and fruit of doing service? Did you? You may wave your flags in response to say yes. Okay, you are experiencing supersensuous joy now, but will that remain all the time? Or will it remain for a short time? Those who make a promise with their hearts, do not raise your hand on seeing one another. Those of you who feel in your hearts that you will constantly keep this attainment, that you will become destroyers of obstacles, may wave your flags. Okay, look, you are being shown on the TV. The photo on the TV will be sent to you. Acha. This chance that you have been given is very good. You take this chance with happiness, and everyone receives permission with an open heart to come here turn by turn. Okay, what wonders will you now perform? In brackets, someone said, we will reveal you in the year 2008. It is good. Cooperate with one another and fulfill this promise. You will definitely do it. It is not a big thing for a Master Almighty Authority to fulfill a promise. Simply keep determination with you as your companion. Never let go of your determination. Because determination is the key to success. Where there is determination, there is definitely success. It is like that, is it not? Will you demonstrate this practically? Babdada is also pleased. It is good. Look how many of you receive a chance. Half the class is of those who come here to serve. It is good. Look, you played a very good part during the time of Sakar Baba. This one, Mahendravai, prepared the first museum. So the whole zone has the blessings of Sakar Baba. Now you will show some newness. It has been a long time since a new invention was created. The wings have also become an old form of service. Exhibitions, melas, conferences, and snemalans, the small loving gatherings, they have all taken place. Now find something new, short and sweet, less expense and greater service. You are advisors, are you not? So you advisors have to give new advice. Just as initially there were exhibitions, then melas, and then service done through the wings, so fine some new invention like that. We shall see who becomes an instrument for this. It is good. You have courage, and this is why Bhaktada is giving congratulations in advance, in the form of help, to those who maintain courage. Acha. Now, in 1 second, all of you become lost in the experience of a very sweet silent stage. Bhaktada conducted drill. Acha. To all you intense effort makers everywhere who constantly attain success with your determined thoughts, to those who always have their tilak of victory, to those who are seated on Bhaktada's heart throne, to the world benefactors with a double crown, to those who always make the qualifications of their aim equal to their aim, to those who are sustained by God's love, to all of you most elevated children, Bhaktada's love, remembrance, and blessings from the heart, and namaste. To the daddies, when the children are present, the father is present anyway. Neither can the father be far from the children, nor can the children be far from the father. You have promised that you are together and that you will return together. For half a cycle, you will remain with Father Brahma. Brahma's daddy Janki said, he is also with us, merged in us. This experience of yours is correct. You have the guarantee now, but when you rule the kingdom, Baba will not be there. You also need someone simply to observe. In brackets, someone asks, how will you be able to be settled up there? It is a part of the drama. Father Brahma is with you, is he not? So what happens in the drama? Blessing. May you show royalty in every act you perform and every word you speak with reality and claim a right to go into the first division. Reality means constantly to have the awareness of your original form through which royalty will also be visible on your face. Reality means to belong to the one Father and none other. By your having this awareness, royalty will be visible in your every act and word. Whoever comes into contact with you will experience your activities to be like those of the Father. From your every word, they will experience attainment and authority like the Father's. Because his company is real, it will work like a touchstone. Only such royal souls with reality will claim a right to the first division. Slogan: increase your account of elevated actions and your account of sinful actions will finish. Abhyak signal: increase the practice of the bodiless stage, ashariri and videyi. There is upheaval everywhere. The upheaval of people and nature is going to increase. At such a time, the means of safety is to make yourself bodiless, to go beyond your body and become soul conscious in a second. So try this out every now and then, and you will be able to stabilize your mind and intellect wherever you want. This is known as making spiritual endeavor. Om Shanti. Notice, today is the third Sunday of the month, and all Rajyogi Tapasvi brothers and sisters will have special collective tapasya from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. At the time of yoga, with the elevated attitude of your good wishes, be a great donor with mind and do the service of blessing everyone.